Hey friends, coming up on Fire Moment, you need to stay tuned because today we're continuing to talk about faith and specifically about revelation knowledge, the difference of that in our five senses and the knowledge we get based on information around us. Friend, I want to challenge you that we need to grow in our faith. We need to have the revelation knowledge because you and I never begin to test the resources of God until we try the impossible. So stay tuned for today's Fire Moment.
From Uniontown, Pennsylvania, it's Fire Moments with Pastor Adam Lawson. Get your Bible ready, get your notebook ready, and get your heart ready to receive the Word of God. We pray that the fire of God would consume your life as you hear the anointed Word of God. And now, Pastor Adam.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fire Moment. I'm Pastor Adam. Thanks for being with us today on the program. I'm just believing that God will really help you today and give you some great insight teaching today on the Word of God. Last week, we began to lay a foundation on the subject and series of faith, which I believe is essential. As we said, that if we're not increasing in faith, we're decreasing according to the Word of God. And so we need to ever be increasing in our faith, and that you can believe God for everything that He says in His Word. I just know that the heart of God is for every believer that you would lay hands on the sick and see them recover, that you would have the faith, not just to believe that God can, not just to believe that He's able, but that He will, that when you pray and when you ask and when you decree and declare a thing, that it will be established. And so we need to have the faith to believe, to begin to see these things manifest in our life and our world, to know that you don't have to live in the lack of life. You don't have to live in the place where you've been living, but there is faith. God desires to increase that faith in you and to grow you up daily in your walk with Him. And so as we said last week, in order to really have and to grow in faith, you have to love God, you have to love the Word, you have to love truth. And so as we laid that foundation, we're going to move into some of the deeper things today. And last week I said that there are really two types of knowledge. There is the understanding, the mental understanding, but then there's the revelation. And we're going to talk more about revelation because that's where we have to focus. It's not enough that we have a mental understanding, but that we have to really have the revelation that only comes by and through the Holy Ghost. And when we have that, that is really where our faith is going to grow and increase in Him. So we're going to just go right into the Word and pick up where we left off. Faith perceives as a real fact that which is not yet revealed to the five senses, all right? So it perceives what's not yet revealed to our five senses, all right? People that walk by faith see things and understand things that people who don't walk by faith see or understand or perceive. So faith perceives faith perceives what is not yet revealed to the five senses as a real fact. And so this is going to really makes sense to you fully, and I believe this is going to help you today. So I perceive abundance and no lack in my life, all right? Why? Because the Lord, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, and He hasn't taken a vacation. God hasn't gone on an extended leave of absence. He's not sleeping on the job. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so just because of that, because of what His Scripture says, that He is my shepherd, He's my God, He's my source, and therefore I'll not want. See, when you and I are men and women of faith, we have to realize that our faith destroys any need. When I have faith and believe in God's Word, it destroys my need. God didn't say that we have to understand the fullness of the Word and really read the Word and understand truth. That's why I said last week, we have to believe truth. That God says that when you and I, we can ask anything that we want, right, and agree on His Word. When we gather together, two or three, we ask anything that we desire, and it shall be done. See, God said in His Word that He would meet our need. God said that He would meet our needs. So whatever your needs are, He said that He would meet those. And then it goes on that when I pray, ask Him whatever you want, ask Him whatever you desire, and He'll give it. See, when you and I pray, it's about meeting our wants, our desires. Your needs are already met according to the Word of God, that He meets those needs. I don't want to get off the subject, but see, this really helps your faith to know and to help increase. See, we can't get caught up and we can't get up and start confessing the newspaper. We can't get up and start confessing the news and those sorts of things. We don't want to agree with the news. If we started agreeing with the news in this day and age as believers, friends, we're going to get all stressed out and believe that we're all in a famine and going to die and all sorts of things. But what the news and newspapers begin to teach us, our faith has to be in God and His Word. Our faith has to be in Him and Him alone, because the Bible says that we will never see the righteous forsaken, all right? And never see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed out begging for bread. So I need to have faith and just declare, I'm not going to be on welfare. I'm not going to have to go on to it. I'm not going to have to do these things, because God's Word says that I'll not be begging for bread. God's Word says that I'll never see the righteous forsaken. And so therefore, I don't have to go and find a plan B, that with God and being a true believer of God, there is no plan B. I believe God at His Word, I take Him at His Word, and I stand and remain in faith until I see God bring forth the deliverance. So there's two types or kinds of knowledge, as I mentioned last week. The knowledge of the five senses, all right? And then there's that the other kind of knowledge, which is revelation. And I really want to focus here today, because we need revelation today. We need that revelation knowledge. The knowledge that comes through the five senses is where the Bible said, it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, all right, so, or by the five senses, the five senses of knowledge that comes through that which is perceived through those five senses. Now, in other words, what's revealed in our five senses, all right, doesn't direct our decisions and our choices and the outcomes of our life. Those things, it doesn't direct those things. But this is the final word. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away. God's word will always remain. And so our faith has to be in His word. And our faith has to be in what God says and what we read from His word. That's where the final authority is. That's where the final word is. Right there, coming right from His word. Hallelujah. So Paul said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen, for the things which are seen are temporal. They're temporary, but the things which are unseen are eternal. The things that you and I don't see with our five senses are eternal. So see, I'd rather walk by eternal things. I'd rather walk by what's eternal than by the temporary, the things that are here today and gone tomorrow, the things that are here and will pass away. So if we're living on the temporary, your life is upside down. But see, if we're living on and by what's eternal, you're the same every day. So there's consistency there. I can live by what's eternal. I'm going to live by what remains, that all these other things may pass away and all these other things may change. But I'm going to live by what is eternal, what is consistent. See, our faith doesn't deny facts. Our faith simply changes them. Hallelujah. Our faith changes them. Thank you, Lord. So the Bible says, I am the Lord, and I change not. He's our God, and He changes not. That's how a Christian should be, steady and not wavering all the time. As we read last week, we not to be wavering in our faith, but being the same. All right, because we're when we're changing, we're inconsistent. But see, we have faith in God because we know He's consistent, because we know He's not changing. And hallelujah, we're, as Christians, people need to be able to follow us. People need to be able to follow where God is leading us and the visions and dreams He gives us. But see, when I perceive faith, all right, by His stripes, you were healed. That's unchanging, all right? By His stripes, you were healed. That's unchanging, all right? I don't care if a cancer shows up. Cancer's temporary, all right? But God's word, by His stripes, you were healed. That's permanent. That's consistent, all right? If we have a heart condition, if it shows up, it's temporary. See, we only have to realize we have to live by what is eternal, not by what is temporary. And this is where a big part of people in our faith begins to get tested, and where oftentimes we come into trouble, because we really are tested many times in our faith, in our what we really believe, and if we believe that God is a healer, if we believe that God is a healer for us through physical issues. We see it often. So see, cancer can show up and heart issues can show up, but that issue itself, that sickness is temporary. It's not meant to be permanent. It's not meant to be what you live at your life on, and what you build your foundation on. Don't build it on something that's temporary, but build it on what is eternal, which is the Word of God. God's Word is truth. God and His Word are the same. All right, they're always the same. So even if it's sugar diabetes, that is temporary. Any of these things that often shows up that test our faith, that challenges us and what we believe, those things are temporary, and I'm not going to believe it. I've been tested in my faith. I've been tested in that when it comes to physical issues and problems, and yet you don't stand on that. I appreciate doctors, and I appreciate some of you who are doctors who watch, and what you do for us, and how you aid us in our lives, but your report is not God's word, all right? And so while we can receive the report of the doctor, we hear that report, and we can appreciate it. We can take the counsel and the guidance that comes and the wisdom that comes from a doctor. As a believer, we stand on the Word of God. And so I can have a doctor. I actually just talked to my doctor in between our tapings today. And he called, and I just appreciate him. He's a Christian, and he just loves God, and yet he understands the science part of it. But if you go see him, he'll always give you a book of faith. He'll let you know right off the bat, Adam, I got to tell you that this is what this is. But here, I just want you to remember to stand and stay in faith today. Remember that God's word is the same. This is what I have to tell you based on what I see. But this is the word of God, and stand on that. And, you know, I love that about him, that he has enough humility to know that he doesn't have all the answers and that his report is not right. His report is not the right report. His report is based on some evidence that he's collected, based on what he's received back, but yet God's word remains. And so he was telling me the things he had to tell me, but then giving me the word of God which remains, saying, Adam, don't build your life. Don't allow your mind to go to a place and change everything based on what is temporary, that this changes because God said in his word that he's a healer. He's shown us in his word that he's a healer. Those things are temporary. Hallelujah. So whatever shows up in our life, it's just temporary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So instead of looking at the unseen thing that showed up on the scene of your life and causes us to freak out and get upset, all right, and instead of allowing it to change us, all right, and instead of allowing it to be the final authority, you and I have to say, no, that whatever that report is, doctor, I thank you for your report, but that is subject to change. Yes, I thank you that you say that I have sugar diabetes, and I receive that wisdom, and I need to adjust the way I eat, but that your report is subject to change. See, God has given you an authority to call those things that are things that are not as though they were. God has given us that authority. See, I appreciate the accountants in this life. I appreciate the accountants and the guidance they give us in our ministry. I appreciate doctors and the wisdom they give us in our health and all the other people that are a part of our lives and what they have to give us. But the bottom line is that their word is not the final authority. And so their report, their what they have to say is subject to change. Why? Because God has given you and I wisdom, and he's given you and I revelation knowledge from his word, knowing that God will have the final authority. God will have the final say in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for that. So whatever the report is that you're up against today, it's subject to change, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's your marriage, whatever it is subject to change because the word of God is your final authority. Friend, in this hour, it's easy to get caught up in everything else around us. And often we think that when we watch the news, it's easy to get caught up and believe that to be truth. But friend, it's just fact. And see, I love God's word because it's truth. And there's a difference between truth and fact. And I thank God for that. See, you have to get into the revelation realm. As a believer, we've got to get into a revelation realm that my head knowledge is not enough. My head knowledge will lead me to a place of deception. But revelation is where I will find myself receiving more of the things of God, where I will be sailing on what used to cause me to drown. Hallelujah. The story of Peter walking on the water, that's a tremendous story we could use right here to understand. We've got to have a revelation knowledge that we can't look at our circumstances around us, and our mental understanding causes us to look at what's around us and believe in that. And so, friend, we can't put our trust and faith in that and that alone. Hallelujah. Most Christians, unfortunately, until we learn this, we're locked into the five senses realm. And as we become a new believer, it's easy to just to be in that five senses realm, basing everything based on that and going by that. But if we don't have the revelation of faith, all right, if we don't have the revelation of faith, we're going to live by the seen realm, and you're going to listen to the news and see what's going on and seeing what you're supposed to believe, all right? So the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, all right? It says, give us this day our daily bread, all right? I'm fed with daily bread. I'm fed with daily bread from God's word. I'm fed with bread from heaven, all right? So we walk by faith, not by sight. I live and live out my life and believe what I believe based on God and his word. That's how we're supposed to live. Real Christians who walk by faith don't panic. See, if I'm a man of faith, I don't panic when things come suddenly, when the circumstances change, when out of nowhere life begins to throw a curveball. Real people of faith don't panic in those situations. We don't have to gasp for air and feel like we're going to lose it, because if we're people of faith, you know what the truth is. You know that God has you, no matter how bad it looks. Hallelujah. See, the world is what panics around us. You know, when breaking news happens, the world panics. Even the delivery of it is in a panic mode. But men and women of God, you and I as Christians, we don't panic. Thank you, Lord. Luke 21 says, men's hearts will fail them for fear of the awful things coming on the earth. Because they are not walking by faith, they're walking by sight. All right? Their hearts will fail them because for the awful things that are coming, because they're not walking by faith. They walk by sight. All right? They hear bad news, they see it, or those sort of things, and they panic. They freak out because they're not in control, because they don't know what's coming next. Where people of faith are able to have a peace and have a security, and because they know what the outcome is, because they know in the God that they love, they know the God in which they trust. They know that above all, God's word says that he has us, that God will not let us, the righteous, be forsaken. Thank you, Lord, for that. So it's about a life of stability, having a stability in our life. When we're locked into revelation of the word of God and your faith perceives the reality of eternal things, my friends, then you're living from an eternal perspective, and you've perceived an eternal things, eternal reality that come through the word of God. So therefore, we're stable. Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable of all his ways, meaning when we can't live by faith and live by our five senses, all right? We can't live by both. I can't come to church Sunday and try to be a person of faith and then live by my five senses all week and try to only live by my head knowledge and understand by that alone, but that we have to have stability in our life, and stability comes steadfast. The Bible says that we should be steadfast, immovable. So when I am a man of faith, I'm immovable against all forces of opposition that come against me, that it's not able to move me because I remain in faith. I believe in what is eternal. I believe in what God and his word has said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. So we don't want to be the people that walk and pace the floor and are worrying all the time, but speak the word and remain in faith. Now, that doesn't mean that, as I said earlier about my doctor, it doesn't mean I don't take my medicine. It doesn't mean that I ignore all of those things. There are people that have radical faith, and I just always know that real faith in God doesn't mean I make stupid decisions. That God teaches us to have, real discipline in our life. God gives us wisdom. Never to do something that puts me and others in jeopardy, that it gives me wisdom. And so things can happen in life. And so I don't have to pace the floor and lose sleep, but that I can pace the floor and confess the word. I can declare and decree God's promises over whatever it is that's coming at me in life. Hallelujah. My word, the Bible says, my word is life to those who find it, and health to all their flesh. All right? To all our flesh. His word is life and health to all those who find it, health to our flesh. It's life to us, life and health. Life and health is in the word. See, I can do and hear the word of the doctor, but God's word itself, it is life, all right? It's life-giving to me, but it's also health to me. God's word brings healing to me. It brings emotional, internal healing. It brings mental healing. It brings physical healing to us. God's worth. Why? Because the truth of it itself. All right. Hallelujah. So we see people walking by sight, and the first sign of a mood swing, you know, of any kind, they're instantly running to the doctor and getting a pill for that. See, we can have the first sign of an ache, and we run and we get a pill for that. But see, just before we go and we allow those things to become our first resource, we've got to really allow God the opportunity. And because if we're going to be men and women of faith, we've got to believe in God's word and let His word be the final authority. All of those things have their place, but we've got to give God His opportunity. All right, I know someone who they were going through just a difficult time in their life, and their moods were all over the place. And instantly, because of something they saw, they immediately felt and diagnosed themselves as bipolar. And so they went to the doctor and said, "Doctor, I'm bipolar." And the doctor gave them medication. They began to take the medication, never going to the Word of God and confessing the Word of God that I have a perfect peace, that I have a stable mind, never realizing that life had been throwing a lot of things at them, and that they never allowed it to be a position where their faith could grow, where their faith, as we looked at last week, could increase. But they instantly took another route. Those things have their place. They have their time in life. But see, I choose to stand on the Word of God, that I can declare and decree over myself, "Lord, I thank you that I'm not going to be a double-minded man. I'm not going to be unstable in my ways, but I'm going to be steadfast and immovable, O God, because your word declares, your word gives me a perfect peace. God, I thank you today that your Holy Spirit is my God, that it's my source, it's my strength." All of these things, see, just by giving and decreeing, declaring the Word of God, instantly my mind becomes at peace, because God's Word has power. God's Word has authority in my life over anything else. And God's Word will go to work much more quickly. God's Word is instantaneous. God's Word will bring forth a manifestation and will switch things around and turn things around quicker than any pill or any other thing can in this life. Hallelujah. So we've got to get our mind on the Word of God, and then our emotions will line up. All right. Once we get our mind on the Word of God, then our emotions or our health or our pain or anything else will come into alignment with that Word that God has designed faith to work this way. So whatever shows up, friends, it is just temporary in your life. It's temporary. It will pass. The Bible says this too will pass. Thank you, Lord. So I have the mind of Christ, all right? Just because you've gotten a diagnosis, whether it's that you have depression or bipolar or you have some sort of disorder or disease in your life, that, friend, is temporary. And you still, even while you take your medication, even while you're doing all those things, decree and declare the Word of God over it. You know, even as you swallow your pills, say, "Father, I thank you. You've given us medicine to help and to aid. But, Lord, you are the healer. Lord, it is by and through your stripes that I'm healed." And so, Father, I just thank you that while you're working on me, Lord, until my healing manifests, that, Lord, this will do what it can, but, Lord, you are my ultimate healer. See, staying in a position where I'm continuing to believe God, where I don't get complacent in my faith and just be part of my day, where I just take the pill because it's the time to take it, that I still stay and keep a position of faith, because above that, I believe God. Above that, I believe that He is my healer, my source, my strength. Hallelujah. So you will have the mind of Christ. You either walk by faith or you walk by sight. We're either going to walk by faith. See, if we're going to be Christians, we've got to be people of faith. So either we're going to walk by that or we're going to walk by what we see. And so we have to make that decision. It's one or the other. There's no middle ground. Faith perceives as a real fact that which is not yet revealed to the five physical senses. Hallelujah. Faith has revelation. Faith has perception. Faith is the result of God opening your eyes to the truth of His Word. That's what you and I live by. We can live by that, all right? He reveals things to us. See, when you're really walking by faith, God will often reveal to you things long before your five senses ever pick that up. Long before. I've known people that they've gone to the doctor and told the doctor, "Doctor, I believe this is something I need you to check." Why? Because the Holy Spirit gave them guidance and direction to do so. See, faith will always, because of your faith, it will always show you and lead you to things long before your five senses will. Faith will give us guidance and direction, and it will develop our discernment in a manner that you're prepared for the storm before the storm comes. That's why being a woman and man of faith, does for you, that when you're a person of faith, you've read the Word, you've heard the caution, you've heard the warnings from the Holy Ghost. And friend, that caution comes to prepare you, that just like before a hurricane comes, the weathermen give the report, and everyone begins to board up windows, and they make preparation for the storm. See, by being a person of faith, you're making preparation for the storm. You're steadfast and you're immovable. You have shaped your life in a manner that you are always prepared for the hurricane. You're always prepared for whatever it would come that would try to cause you to be in a position of wavering. And so, friend, it will reveal so much more to you. Hallelujah. I've watched God be a healer to me. I've watched God, and I've shared my testimony before. I had a heart attack, was life-led to Pittsburgh Hospital, and I was really, they'd put me out of it in the process of having the heart attack. I had a couple seizures, and by the time I got there and I came to, they already told me that I had a serious heart attack. My family was gathering around, and I grabbed my sister by the hand, and I said, and we looked at the doctor, and we said, "Doctor, we appreciate your report, but I'm healed in the name of Jesus." By the next morning, they had done a stress test, and God really, by the damage that showed earlier in that night, now was not showing, but God had done a full restorative repair, healing work in my life and body. Why? Because from the moment I received the report, hear me now, the moment I had just come into, they had me knocked out, and I was unaware of the whole life flight to Pittsburgh. But from the moment I woke up, I spoke the word of God. I declared and I decreed the word of God over and over and over. And we stood against. I appreciated what they had to say. And I realized because of what they said, some changes had to come in life. You can't abuse the body and then think there's going to be no repercussions. So I knew there had to be some lifestyle changes. But by doing those lifestyle changes, even though I knew I needed to do my part, I declared and I decreed the word of God. God brought about a full and total healing in my life. And there were many other instances of that. Why? Because God, through the doctor, I got revelation. I realized that there were some changes that had to be made, but I took a position of the Word of God above it all. I realized that I'm not going to have these procedures done. I realized I knew that God's Word meant I was whole and I was healthy. And so therefore, I needed to hear the wisdom, but I needed to make changes. And I received God's Word as my source, as my strength. He is my healer, my refuge, my strength. Friend, today, you need to hear what the Word of the Lord says. There is revelation knowledge to be gained from God's Word. He'll prepare you for the storm long before the storm ever comes. He'll put you in a position where when everyone else around you is freaking out, you can have a peace with God, a peace that passes all understanding, and you will stay steadfast and immovable despite what's going on around you. Friend, I love you. I'm praying for you. Until next time, I pray the fire of God consumes your life. Goodbye, friends.